want to.
I want to know.
Like this little cake. Yeah. You are my hot sister. And I'd like to be here. There's so much harmony. You remember something. Remember, I remember something to see you.
Right.
That once in my young years, I also was a police officer.
Yeah.
With a big stick.
Wait, but
no, 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 sister. Riding on horses. Yes, riding on horse and getting pistol.
It's a friend, he's a paid to see Chris Warren at Gorham Woods Street Station. He goes to India every other year. He stays about 6 weeks.
Yes, sir, try to meet me. I will be so glad if you are there.
I'll try and get us to come up here. How long does it offer come to India? My wife's more into hotels than you know.
Yeah, I'm a little bit. Just a few days. Yeah.
Many devotees over the years in this time have felt a lack of warmth and a lack of Krishna-centeredness. Still, I and others who I have spoken to feel that just as the child too represents the child, so ISKCON institution represents Prabhupada. You have come to help ISKCON, but many devotees feel disturbed by the apparent difference in some of the details of practical devotional service, practicing devotional service, and it may cause more diversity than unity.
I want to accept the truth that it is very hard to understand any bona fide guru, almost. When he is natural in all senses, and then he will be equal to his
guru children
mood, then he can realize the moods of his guru. It has been told in our Shastra and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta in this Gita, you should have to be a deva, God, and then you can understand the modes of God. So I think the disciples of Swami, those who are senior and sub Swami, and they were trying to know him and his heart and mood, they have been kept controlled by unbona fide disciples. So they are not clearly realizing the most of Swami. And that is why they are telling that the superior person, teacher knowing the hearts and notes of Swami, they should descend more in our category. they are not feeling this, that they themselves go up and try to realize Swami more. They have not gone to their book, to Swamiji's books. Only outwardly they have seen him. Some are trying to know the modes of Swamiji, but not all. So, I think what I have seen him, realized him, in our deceptive life, for 50 years in this movement with Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, they are so qualified disciples. And also to Swamiji, I was in very close contact with him. So what I have realized him, perhaps they have not realized so much. They have no facilities to know the modes of Swamiji. He has written in his books everything. They have not carefully and deeply went through the book. As it so, by his only versions and by his writing in his book, that I am the same line, what I am telling, to improve their knowledge. But they think that I should be dragged lower in their category. They should go up to understand the modes of Swamiji. If anything, I am telling different to Swamiji. They can tell what I am telling different to Swamiji. But I am telling that different from Swamiji. I will prove it out. But I am not going in this spirit. I want harmony to help protect them, up to understand Swami. It is apparent that all disciples of any bona fide guru cannot understand their interior heart and so very rare can follow them. I am thinking they are outwardly, that seems funny. Some of them have tried to go nearer his heart, but those who have wanted to realize him more, but they are now controlled so much to tread very low. They don't want to be harmony with them, those who are seniors, not in age and not in diksha. But it not depends on seniority in years. Devotional things and Parmarthic. Spiritual things. They don't. They realize by seniority of age, seniority of learning so much, seniority of being with him. It depends on the what they have surrendered, how they have surrendered. And internally, how they have served. It depends on that. Any worldly knowledge cannot know all these things. It is apparent. So we should try to have an answer from the books of Swamiji, they tell that you are in different mood about Jiva. But I'm telling in the past that in what line he was about Jiva Tattva, Krishna Tattva, Maya Tattva, loving, affection, devotion, sadhana. Same, not different this. We can take first as a Jiva Tattva. This I cannot so-called devotees, but I can tell that those who have outwardly heard him, they tell that you have come from Goloka. In Chaitanya Charitamrita or in anywhere, Swamiji has told like this, but not has told so. But anything cannot be taken as a proof or any evidence or any solid truth. We'll have to judge it by six fundamental
characteristics.
Upakram, upasanghar, arthavar, abhyas, arthapati, and sansar. Anyone, Yasodama is telling that Krishna is pure. He is thief. We'll have to not take this as a fundamental truth. We'll have to judge by where in Srimad Bhagavatam told in various places like this. No? In at last it is then told that he is chore. In the beginning it has been told chore. And in conclusion it has come that he is chore. Then you will know that he is chore. But we see that anywhere not like. It is like a joke. So it cannot be taken that. In Srimad Bhagavat it has been told that Krishna is chore. Similarly, he has told that Jiva has come from Goloka. In the beginning, all tutors, all the paramatic spiritual masters, holy masters, we also, our Guru Maharaj also, Prabhupada has also told that Krishna Bhuli Seviki, Anadi Bahirmu, in Chaitanya Chaitanya. We explain like this that Krishna, Jiva has forgotten Krishna. What forgotten? From where forgotten? Ordinarily, or in a common telling, it will be told, oh, he used to know Krishna. He was with Krishna, serving with Krishna, then he forgot. Those who are reading ABCD, they must be told like so. Otherwise they will never know the truth. After some time hearing, then we will tell that Jiva has come from a middle place that is called Tatastha, where Narayan Karnab Dishai Vishnu from Tatastha. When more matured, then we will see that Jiva has never come out from anywhere. The rays and sun, they are both permanent, eternal. So Jivas are eternal. Only this Tatastha Shakti has been told for beginners.
like a race, and some they have some relation. So there are two kinds of beings, those who never saw this world, and those who never saw that world, never contact. This would give him my notes. But I will have not to answer in this. I will, these lines of Swamiji will answer you, and you will have surely faith by seeing the explanation or purpose of Swamiji. And you will yourself judge that I am telling. And Swamiji is telling truth. No different. In this case, in any case, they are seeing different. But a guru in the beginning is different from when the disciples are matured and they hear their guru. And they say, oh, this can be different. But not different. One platform, one next platform, and other seeds, and then fruits. Fruits are non different to this seed. But if you can tell that, seeds are different from the fruit, then we will see. Understand that he is not so much intelligent. Like a boy and child, he is different. You should read some different. But I am clearing only the same thing and giving them what he wanted to say you. What he wanted to give you, but you have not understood. Now you should understand. This is my mode of telling. Or you should hear.
He said there's a few books, there's many more. We only started compiling them yesterday.
I'll give you a note to help. More love.
So from the third canto, chapter
1548.
Yes, sir.
There are all short excerpts from different purports. This is from third canto, chapter 15, text 48.
You are hearing?
Oh. From Vedic scriptures, it is understood that sometimes even Brahma and Indra fall down, but a devotee in the transcendental abode of the Lord never falls. Then, from 3:16:26. The Lord replied, purport. The conclusion is
written by Srimad Prabhupada.
These are all excerpts from Prabhupada's purport. The conclusion is that no
you
one...
You should go and see the book. Mm-hmm. I think that you have not seen all these things very carefully and deeply. Now you should take these notes and see. And then you should realize that what I am telling, Prabhupada was telling.
The conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world or Vaikuntha, for it is the eternal abode. The conclusion is that no one falls from the spiritual world or Vaikuntha, for it is the eternal abode. Next is from 5th Canto, chapter 11, text 12. This ordinary living being is of two kinds, Nityabada or Nityamukta. One is eternally conditioned, and the other is eternally liberated. The eternally liberated living beings are in Vaikuntha Jagat, the spiritual world, and they never fall into the material world. Next, this is from 7th Canto, 1st Chapter 34. I'm going to read the text also because the text itself discusses the same question. Maharaj Yudhisthira inquired, what kind of great curse could affect even liberated Vishnu Bhaktas? And what sort of person could curse even the Lord's associates? For unflinching devotees of the Lord to fall again to this material world is impossible. I cannot believe this.
He cannot believe. He has believed.
Yeah, this is Yudhisthira.
Anyone cannot believe.
And this is the purport. In Bhagavad Gita 8.16, the Lord clearly states, Mam upetya tukaunteya punara janmana vidyate. One who is purified of material contamination and returns home back to Godhead does not return to this material world. Elsewhere in Bhagavad Gita 4.9, Krishna says, Janma karma tame vidyam evam yo viti tatvata taktva deham punara janma naiti mam iti svarajana. One who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, take his birth again in this material world, but attains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. Maharaj Yudhisthira, therefore, was surprised that a pure devotee could return to this material world. This is a very important question. And in the next text, the bodies of the inhabitants of Vaikuntha are completely spiritual, having nothing to do with the material body, senses, or life there. Therefore, kindly explain how associates of the personality of Godhead were cursed to descend in material bodies like persons. Purport. Therefore, it is to be understood that when Jaya and Vijaya descended to this material world, they came because there was something to be done for the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Yes.
Otherwise, it is a fact that no one falls from Vaikuntha.
Yes. Yes, understand? Jaya Vijaya has not fallen. They have not been fall down from there. They knew that their master wants to have a taste of deer rush. He has tested all things, but now he wants to taste a deer rush, fighting mood. They knew that he said, oh, our Prabhu is in a problem. This is all. He wants to test, so I should fight with them. We should fight with them. But we cannot fight in friendly terms. So we should be opposite. How it be? Without Prabhu, we cannot be opposite. So they prayed to Prabhu. Yes, I will get chance. So he called
Chatushan.
They did not come to their own any purpose. They came called by Narayan, by inspiration of Narayan Devi. And he get Jogmaya to do so that they became angry with these two Jayadigas and they cursed that go for three birth there and beat them. They became so bad. But outwardly they were Bubahana bana rahe to. How outwardly they were showing that if they are so much unhappy. At once Prabhu came and told them, now don't be worried. Also to Sanat Sanandal, Sanat Kumar, also to them. By Jogmaya, by my wish, I wanted to wrestle and to test this rush to ask this. And then in one form Jayabhijaya was present in Vaikuntha and other manifestations he came and took three. And it was only a time for a moment coming and going. There 1 minute it means how much we cannot calculate. So when they came for three births, it was a minute or second. And it passed. They again went to Vaikuntha and they met in their
original form.
So he said, so there must be some explanation to understand the views of Swamiji, the modes of Swamiji. Anyone cannot go without who has understood. We were so much lucky in past years, past birth also. And also we had so much gain from our Guruji and all others from Swamiji. We can go deep. Now I see that they cannot go because they are all controlled. Nothing can be controlled. So, this is the proud view to enter the modes of Sanya. Now again, sir.
There's one important one here. Gurudev explains that after attaining, if one attains Bhava Bhakti in this life and gets his Swarup Siddhi, then he can go to where Krishna is performing his pastimes in the material world and meet Krishna for the first time. And Srila Prabhupada confirms that in this statement from the Krishna book. The mature devotees who have completely executed Krishna consciousness are immediately transferred to the universe where Krishna is appearing. In that universe, the devotees get their first opportunity to associate with Krishna personally and directly. That's from Krishna book chapter 28.
Also, I have written something important.
Then there's another quote here.
From written in the writings of Hari. In Krishna book, in Chaitanya Charitamrita explanation, in Srimad Bhagavata, and he has quoted the view of Jiva Goswami. Where is that? Jiva Goswami has quoted.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I know very aspects of all these things from Jiva Goswami, but because I have read from my Guru, the Jiva Goswami. So, I have not given in this because I want to answer you in the same language and writing of Swami. What Rupa Goswami has told, what Baldevi Vidyabhushan has told, what Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told, what Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati and Bhakti Vinod Bhai has told about this in Jaiva Dharma. I know so much that they cannot go there. So, I tell in harmony that I am in the same line, telling everything in the same line, same way. I want to glorify Swamiji by all these things. They have not realized what he wanted to tell. But they are fearing that I am telling other lines. Our whole master, disciplic orders are charged. We're in the same line. And I think he was in the same line. What Prabhupada told, he has told. Not all, some part. What I am telling, I cannot tell in whole my Guru's voice. Only very little part. So you see, as a belief that I am not telling anything different. You can tell anything, what I'm. Perhaps you are with me here in 10 days. What I have told, that it is against the principles of Swamiji, or against Srimad Bhagavatam, or I have told so high things of gopis, or rasa, what I have told. Anyone cannot give any example from my lecture, classes. If there were some experienced person and high person knowing all deeply, then I would have told so many things. So many things. They cannot drink, they cannot reach in 100, but I know this. I was, Swamiji used to love me, affect me, and he wanted to be with me. Why? He used to see me as the equal in every respect. But I don't feel that I am equal. I was only dust of his. But he wanted to reward me. He apologized me. I am not qualified to be apologized. As a friendly matter, a friend can do like this, but they are not recognizing this. You can tell You are satisfied by these answers and by this hearing?
Yes.
Any doubt, you can take one. I will tell them to give the copy and you can see the books first. I think that you have no chance to go all these things. But now you will realize. So, any God brother, like a Shiksha Guru, is required. Without Shiksha Guru, we cannot know the modes of Shiksha Guru. Because they are in same level, they can't. A devotee cannot, third class devotee cannot make a...
her questions, the Jiva Tattva issue.
No, I told her.
But she understands that you said it for a purpose. If anyone or the GBC says anything, now they know what to say because you have given this answer kindly.
No, so I
And
I may have done.
Oh, in the future, if anyone says to the devotees that Srila Narayan Maharaj has a different point of view on this issue, now they have your tape and they know what to say.
I request you to know that not only in this, any subject, you should believe me that I am not of different opinion. It is, they have been misguided and not gone through his books, but merely books will not do anything. By Shiksha Guru, we can know. That is why in Chaitanya Chaitanya it has been told that Shiksha Guru and Diksha Guru both are Swarup of Krishna. So we should try, we should not deny the existence of Shiksha Guru. Then what is she telling?
We have heard that you give first and second initiation without the need to follow the rules and regulations.
This is quite false. False as in a sapphire.
Quite wrong.
Anything. Vishu, you can realize by this thing that my disciples never have not false. But why their disciples are going? What is?
Fallen.
If they are not bona fide, my disciples, myself, I chant 1 lakh Harinam daily. You know? I should not tell. But I am telling only for your knowing. And I think that you can tell, ask him. But to speak of my devotee, when he comes in my touch, all came in my touch, dependent to chant 1 lakh, not less than 50. They may be wrong in any case, but I cannot do. I have so much faith like Swamiji in Krishna. He told that I will give the facilities of boarding persons to take meat, eggs and everything. But after that, they will be bona fide. So I have confidence in me that when I will see anyone, I can judge that he is bona fide or not. So I give anyone. You can see any my disciple. that they are taking as wine, pyaaj, lashun, or anything, all used to try to complete Harinam in 50,000, more than that, some are chanting. You can ask anyone, my Deshaji, you are here. So it is quite
false.
Only they are propagating them, and by doing so, they are doing some kinds of apparat. To do or speak against any Vaishnava. It is quite wrong. I have come from Swamiji, Bhakti Vedanta Swami and Bhakti Pragyan Kesava Goswami Maharaj, who are the
Guru.
He has seen anything, a specialty in our Gurudev. That is, he took his sannyas guru. And he wanted from me, he loved me, he accepted. I served so much as my bosom friend and sikha guru. I think they have not done for Swami that. So, if I am in my guru line, all the Gauriya Vaishnava except these only some persons, they never told like this. Those who are with me, so many acharyas are with me, Baman Maharaj, Tirth Maharaj, Tibikram Maharaj, and Tamal Krishna Maharaj.
Gopal
Krishna Maharaj. All do. Why they do? If I am doing so silly things and against Shastra, why they do like this? Charu Maharaj, I see that he is a very orphan boy. When I see.
Show affection.
I give him my affection and love to him. Like a very small child. And this, how to do the service of Swami? I've told that boy. He was like a boy when I saw him. Swami told in his last words, you should hear and try to follow. Why people? So they are all doing propaganda. And what those are doing who has not met any time with me. Only they.
I think she doesn't understand when you mean. You mean that when Prabhupada was on his disappearance there in Vrindavan, he told Bhakti Chu Maharaj and the other sannyasis, listen to what I have to say. And at that time he asked Chu and Narayan Maharaj, now I have collected many monkeys, they know how to fight, so you should pick them up and make them good devotees.
Charu Maharaj is like a very little boy with, in my view. But I honor Bhakt because he has done so much service to Swami. But even now, when he meets, it seems that he is my little boy, like son. I think all of them like this. Where is now custodian?
Bhavani.
But I am still serving Swamiji. What proof is more? So they are not understanding you. Perhaps some material gain and loss has come in their mind, not spiritual. So I pray to Prabhupada and Krishna that this gives inspiration to think and to see my words and my all these things inseparable of Swami, to illuminate the views of Swami. I am not going to tell anything new. There is nothing new with me. All are old things. coming from Brahma. Swami has not told anything new. From the same bottle he has given, and from the same bottle I want to give and give it. We have nothing new. Srila Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati has never told anything new. What Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told, all are there. Bottles are new, but the wine is the same. I don't understand.
Another question? Do you reinitiate disciples of ISKCON gurus?
Quite false. False. Only propaganda. And this propaganda is not propaganda, but all of them. I never. They can, with any extent that I have done, they can tell. They can show me any their disciples. I have told her that I will not tell you Jaduvan. It brings some pain in my heart. So I am not you changing your name, but I will call you Shyamrani. It will give me so peace, so happy. That is I called him. You can ask whether I have given him any new initiation or anything, you can ask. He has come from Satsang Maharaj. You can ask that I have given new initiation or anything to anyone. You can call and see yourself. Don't believe in propaganda. All is false, quite false. Do you believe in my words? Again, go on. It is clear? You should not have belief in them. I request you, don't believe in their propaganda. You can research whether I have reinvented any one of his school.
What I was just saying is that I'm not listening to the things that the authorities in this country told me. Just what's being said among the men.
She said it's not the authority.
I'm not
saying
that.
She's just hearing it from devotees around.
No, you should not believe third class devotees. No? You should not believe the third class bogus devotees. You should inquire yourself.
That's why we're here.
You should ask who is the person to whom Narayan Maharaj has initiated his, it is initiated by him. You should note the name and inquire yourself to that devotee that where I have done. I have so many proofs that so many persons came to me from ISKCON, give it ISKCON.
Giving up
ISKCON. Because that
no.
Because that gurus has a fall down. About hundreds of persons came to me. I told that I will be your shikshagur. Follow my words. And go to ISKCON and select any qualified group and go to them. And I have done about hundreds like so, to Tamal Krishna, to Govinda Maharaj, to Sivaram Prabhu, Sivaram Maharaj, and all others I have done like so. And if you like know the names of them, I can tell if you need. So many. They wanted to take me sannyas from myself. I told you, no. I will only be honored by your Shiksha Guru or your helper one. I don't want to have any disciples. If I wanted, I have done hundreds and thousands of disciples in India. And all the acharyas of Gaudiya Math, all the disciples honor me more than their guru. So much honor. Why should I hanker to give them if they are related to ISKCON? I will never do, I have never done. I am never doing.
Prabhupada always advised caution and care in discussing Radhakrishna Rasalila. This was a special, this was to combat taking them cheaply. Apparently, you discussed these pastimes more openly than Prabhupada did. I always understood that Lord Chaitanya only discussed these pastimes with 3.5 associates who were elevated devotees. This confuses me, as many of us still seem quite entangled in the modes of material nature. So when does one become qualified to hear these pastimes?
Have you attended my classes here?
Yes.
What I have told about Rasa?
No,
you have heard anything about Rasa that I have told? I don't want to tell any other. What I have told you.
No, I haven't. I've only said.
Okay, call any of the members. I am here, Holland 10 days, here 10 days. Where I have told like this? Only this is also a propaganda and very false thing, a stupid thing to tell like this. You can quote any word that I have told, but I tell what Prabhupada has told, that our goal should be the Braj Prema. Aradhyo Bhagavan Prajesha Tanayat Tadhama.